You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in lovely Easton, Pennsylvania. It is Sunday evening here in the studio. Been the first time in a few weeks, and we have some guest DJs lined up for your mother's hip-hop this evening. Very exciting. We are still waiting for one of them to get here. Mr. Teron Hampton has joined me here in studio, and you're going to get to hear from him a bit later for the Leopards' loss yesterday to Army. He'll break it down a little bit for us. But right now, we're going to wait for our other guest DJ. I believe the last time she was in here, we gave her the name Special K. But we'll confer with her and see if that's actually how she wants to be referred. We're going to keep things rolling here with the Gap Band. This is Outstanding. That was the Gap Band, some funk essentials for you there for your Sunday evening. That was the original uncut 12-minute mix, even though it's only 6 minutes. I don't know. What do we think about that, Ron? Why is it only 6 minutes?
That's pretty interesting, guy.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Just came off yesterday from a tough loss to Army. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a tough team over there, up there.
Oh yeah,
just got to support the troops. So as many people know, I'm banged up, so I'm out for the season. Mm-hmm. But I was excited to see how our team competed yesterday, especially against an FBS powerhouse like them.
Oh yeah,
top team in the country. You know, played hard against Oklahoma. So maybe Lafayette will play Oklahoma soon.
Exactly.
You didn't hear that from me though. but you know, it was a really good game. You know, our guys competed, and for the most part, they just kept playing and balling no matter what happened, ups and downs of the games, you know. It was just great to see our team compete, because that's really all you ask for out of a team is just to never quit and never give up. So that's what I was most impressed with at our team. And you already know it's this week. We got to get this one. Let's get it.
Big matchup this week. The Leopards taking on the Mountain Hawks of Lehigh at 12:30, I believe. They always set that game time early, I'm thinking, so that students have to wake up and pretty much just go straight.
Hopefully no one's too inebriated, but let's just make sure everyone's there. Packed stadium, fill the hill.
That
was gonna be lit. It's a great game. And coming up next, we got the Notorious B.I.G. Unbelievable. You feel me? And it's unbelievable how great this game is going to be on Saturday.
Unbelievable. That's it. We're going to keep things rolling here with Biggie. You're going to hear more from DJ. Sorry, what was the DJ name again? I'm sorry.
DJ Big Ron on
DJ
the ones and twos.
Big Ron. All right. Excellent. We'll keep things rolling here for you. You're going to hear more from Big Ron and the Lafayette Leopards football. Looking up on Rivalry Week here at Lafayette, and be here in Easton, Pack Fisher Stadium on Saturday at 12:30. I think they might have a chance to win this one, and we'll talk more about it later. Next up, we got the Notorious B.I.G. This is Unbelievable.
Biggie, also known as
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
And you're listening to your mother's hip hop here with DJ Drew and DJ Big Round. Welcome back into the studio. How's your weekend going so far?
Oh, it was pretty great, you know, just trying to get my my grades, keep them up, you know what I'm saying? Student athlete here, so definitely school comes first, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How's that like doing?
Oh, it was pretty good, you know, I got the diagnosis back, so it's going to be a little bit of an off period for me, but, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, so that's what I'm definitely taking into my mindset, and I'm going to just keep working, so whatever I can do on my leg, my upper body's going to get better.
There you go.
When I come back, I'll be bigger and stronger, and, you know, it'll be the strongest season I've had next season, so.
Motivation right there for you.
There it is.
And for our intrepid listeners here this evening tuning into your mother's hip-hop, give them a real quick rundown. What was wrong with your leg? What happened to it?
So, in the game, you know, I was making a block, and me being the big brother to the quarterback, that's what we joke and say the O-line is. I was running a guy by, and, you know, my knee hyperextended. So, at first, I thought, oh, no, my knee is completely blown out with a ligament damage. But surprisingly, you know, it wasn't any ligament damage. Instead, I have some small hairline fractures in my knee, and therefore, it's like 4 to 6 weeks. It can just heal naturally. So that was the best part hearing about it, is that I don't need any surgeries or anything like that. So I'll soon, 2 months most likely is the timeline we've set. So within 2 months, I'll be back to almost full strength through therapy and whatnot. So that's
absolutely
the best news I've had.
That's a good diagnosis right there.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the the team down there, making sure everybody's safe.
Oh, yeah, and the medical staff there getting you help. Unfortunate that you won't be able to be a part of this weekend's festivities, but looking forward to it nonetheless, yeah. I'm sure, as a student and being here on campus. There's a lot of excitement around this week.
You know, rivalry week is always big, and, you know, we always got a thing for that team that wears brown, but, you know, no hate. Not enough hate, I guess.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm definitely going to be there on the sideline, rooting my team on. Because as long as I can't be on there on the field, I'm going to be there in spirit on the field. And I'm going to be that little sideline warrior, some people call him. So I'm definitely going with the boys, though.
Still part of the team.
Oh, for sure.
And looking forward to it this weekend, the 154th matchup. I also want to give a real quick shout-out here to DJ Special Guest out in the Windy City. Chatted with me earlier this evening about a bunch of different things, including water polo and financials. And for those of you who don't know, DJ Special Guest, my Uncle Matt. Shout-out to Aunt Rory as well and Jane and Neil out in Chicago. Looking forward to seeing everybody in a couple weeks for Thanksgiving, which is coming up quickly. I think 2 weeks, 2 weeks from
Thursday.
Yeah. Oh my goodness! Yeah,
it's going fast.
It is coming up quick.
Over.
Exactly, and then a few weeks after that in finals. So, looking forward to it, and we're gonna keep things rolling here with a little Outkast from Aquamini. This is Rosa Parks. You're listening to your mother's hip hop on WJRH 104.9 FM.
Station, here's my destination. She got off the bus, the conversation lingered in my head for hours, took a shower, kinda sad. sour, cause my favorite group ain't coming with it, but I'm with you cause you're probably going through it anyway. But anyhow, when and die, went on out and bought it cause I thought it would be jamming, but examine all the flaws, get walls, get off lit, sand and it's costly, but that's all shit, bro, and I hope I never have to float in that boat, up Shit's Creek, it's sweet, it's the last quote that I wanna hear when I'm going down, when all said and done and we got a new Joe in town, when the record player get to skipping and slowing down, all y'all can say is them niggas earn that crown, but until then,
that was Rosa Parks by Outkast with Aquamini. Had a brief technical difficulty there where I didn't press the button. from my birth year there, 1998. That's one of your personal favorites, isn't it, Ron?
No, because I was born in 1999.
Oh, you just missed it. Yeah,
I'm a January kid of 99, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I'm still in the 90s, so I'm cool or whatever, but yeah, definitely 99 is my favorite.
Absolutely. Got a lot of good Outkast songs. I actually didn't discover that one. I got into Outkast from the Speaker Box Love Below album, if
absolutely,
you remember that
one.
That was
my favorite, for sure.
It's my first Roses. Outkast. Oh my goodness. Yep. Rose is a great one. I played that before. The Way You Move. Mm-hmm. Love that. Love that smooth, little jazzy one. Oh,
so
yeah.
So fresh and so clean. What? Come on now.
And then Hey Ya, of course, probably the one that most people that brings to mind for most people when they're thinking of Outkast. We're gonna keep things rolling here. Unfortunately, DJ Special K is not gonna be with us this evening. She's got a chapter meeting. But we're gonna hopefully get her in here in the next couple weeks before this upcoming Thanksgiving break. And we're gonna keep things rolling right here with more Nas, which I know I've played a lot in recent weeks. What are we about to listen to here, Ron?
Right now we're about to get down with Nas off of the album God's Son from 2002. So
oh, yeah.
Be ready, get excited, and let's get down.
Walk like Pistol Pete and Pappy Mason, gave the young boys admiration, Prince from Queens and Fritz from Harlem, street legends, the drugs kept the hood from starving. Pushing cars, Nicky Bars was the 70s, but there's a long list of high profile celebrities worldwide on the thorough side of things. Live as kings, some died, one guy, one time, one day grasped me. As I'm about to blast heat, 40 side of burning, I turn well, he asked me, what you up to? The cops gonna bust you. I was a teen drunk or brew, stumbled, I wondered if God sent him, cause two squad cars entered the block and looked at us. I ain't flinched when they watched, I took it upstairs, the bathroom mirror, brushed my hair, staring at a young disciple. I almost gave my life to what the dice do. Yeah, man, throwing them bones, hoping my ace get his case thrown. His girl ain't wait for him, she in the world straight hoeing. Why he looking at centerfolds? The pretty girl showing they little cooch. Gangsters don't die, he's living proof. The DA who tried him was lying. The white dude killed his mother during the case. Hung jury, now the DA is being replaced. Pre-trial hearing is over, it's real for the soldier. Walks in the courtroom, the look in his eyes is wild. Triple homicide, I sit in the back aisle. I wanna crack a smile when I see him. Throw up a fist for black power, cause all we want is his freedom. Him. He grabbed a court officer's gun and started squeezing. Then he grabbed the judge, screams out, nobody leaving, everybody.
Get down, get down.
In their ass when they catch them. Weird ass niggas who dangerous, so don't test them. They make you disappear. This a year that I won't forget. Sold CDs, double platinum at more execs. Southern niggas, independent label, real killers. Know the business, ran Tennessee for years, now they chillin'. They had the coke game, something crazy. Sold music out the trunk of their car, that shit amazed me. Put me on the Heron blunts, Sherm or something. Took a puff, what the fuck, I turned and punched them. Southern niggas ain't slow, nigga tried to play me. I left from around them dudes, they cool but they crazy. Now I'm back around the old school and raised me. New York gangsters, we lounging out in L.A. See, a dude wrote my dog from Pelican Bay. The letter say, Nas, I got your back, the fools don't play. I rode with some Crips down to a Crenshaw funeral. Never saw so many men slaughtered and I knew the whole responsible. The nigga's still alive in the hospital. Midnight, they crept in his room and shot the doctor too. See, my cousin's in the gang, thugging and things. He plugged me with a dame who was half Mexicano. Gave the ass up, I'm a Mac Daddy Soprano. She passed me the indigo, but the imbecile shit. Should've never tippy-toed, thought my eyes were closed. Open in the hotel room, though. The little goons in, but I moved in the manor on some Jet Li shit. I let the hammers blow, wet three kids. See, honey thought I had something to do with all the drama, cause I was with a crew that had a people killed. Called up my cousin, told him I ain't fucking with you. He responded cool, but told me, y'all here, this how motherfuckers.
Get down, get down.
Gotta say is like, if that's how people gonna get down, how we ever gonna get up? How we ever gonna get up if that's how we get down? Shame when you really look at it. My folk against your folk, but we all can't folk. Somebody gotta make a change.
You're listening to DJ Drew with your mother's hip hop on WJRH 104.9 FM. That was Nas with Get Down from God's Son back in 2002. I don't know. I'm not sure about that one. I don't always trust my computer. That might actually be from the 90s, but...
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that one might be from the 90s, but I want to give another quick shout-out to the Southern Falcon down in Tallahassee and DJ Q down there enjoying sunny Florida. I hope the ankle recovery is going well down there, and keep your spirits up, and we're all very much looking forward to seeing you soon. A quick reminder as well, if you'd like to put a song request in by our phone hotline, feel free to give us a call here in the studio, and you can have a quick chat with myself or DJ Big Ron. That is 610-330-5316, or you can head on over to our website, wjrh.org, and click that play button at the top of the screen to listen to our program this evening, wherever you are. We're going to give a quick preview here of the Rivalry Week. What's going on this week, Big Ron?
You know, since it's Rivalry Week, it's a big week for the school overall, and every day of the week, we got something new going on. So Monday at 5 p.m., you got a banner making for Rivalry Week in the Fairnon Marlowe Room. So everybody can come out, get show some love, write something on a banner. Tuesday from 10 to 2, we have game day shirt sales in Fairnon. So, you know, we got to rep the squad out there on Saturday. So come and make sure you get a shirt. A little fun activity that we have.
Ooh,
we
we're
escaping the room.
You ever done one of those?
Yeah, I have.
How is it? They fun?
Did not make it all the way through.
No.
I don't have enough patience for that, I don't think.
How long do you get? An hour?
Yeah, about an hour. Yeah. Which, I gave up about like 30 minutes. I was just like, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm tired.
You do it with friends or by yourself?
Oh, no, some friends. Yeah,
gotcha.
It's very hard to do it
It's
by
a group
yourself.
Thing,
yeah,
right? You know? You get like an hour or something like that. Mm-hmm. There's some little instructions or whatever. Yeah.
Like, oh, you have 1 hour to get this done. Yeah, you know,
sounds fun. I've never done that before, actually, but
I've
kind of wanted to. Yeah,
encourage everyone to come out and try that if you can.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's from 6 to 9 in Fairnon as well. And then we have Wednesday. We have at 8 p.m. There's a Rivalry Week comedian, Nicole Byer. She's best known for MTV's Girl Code, 30 Rock, and hosting Netflix baking show Nailed It.
Ooh, a comedian too. Got a lot of fun stuff this week.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, man.
And then everyone's favorite is
The car.
From 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. we smack the Lehigh car on the quad. So everyone come in and get a good hit on the car for us.
For those of you who don't know, they literally drag a pretty much a scrap metal car to campus that looks like it was brought out of a junkyard, and we just hit it with baseball bats and other fun stuff.
And besides from the fact that it releases some anger and stress out of the college students, all proceeds will be donated to cancer research. So it's $1 for one hit and $3 for 5 hits.
That is awesome. So go there and get your hits in. And then we got the apple cider on the quad, sponsored by the LAF Lafayette Activities Forum. Swing on by there, and then we got some more fun stuff. Friday evening, make sure you're there at the Natatorium over in Kirby. Go ahead and support the swim team. The women are traveling to LIU Brooklyn, traveled to LIU Brooklyn yesterday, but you'll get to see the entire team in action against their rival Lehigh on Friday night ahead of that Saturday match. And then on Friday night in the atrium of Fairnon, we've got the Friday Night Frenzy. Come grab some snacks, enjoy music and trivia and more. And then, what else we got on Saturday night? This is a fun one. I did this one last year.
This is a fun one. This is interesting. At 9 p.m., we got Condom Bingo in the Marquee Room. And, you know, it's a nice, fun game. You know, we have fabulous prizes. Mm-hmm. You eat food and you relax in a safe, fun, sex-positive environment. So, for everyone, have a night of fun and frivolity.
Oh.
But at 9:30, you got some TNT trivia with the man, Joe Madden. Snack Bar.
The current manager of the Chicago Cubbies out there in the Windy City. His number is also retired here. I believe his number 20 is retired here at our baseball field, at the Hilton S. Ron Field over there at the K-Mine Stadium. So come on in for the TNT trivia there. And for those of you who are wondering what Condom Bingo is, it is exactly what you're thinking right now. Exactly.
Exactly.
And then looking forward, our Saturday game day, got a bunch of fun events coming on there too. Make sure you grab your tickets early at 10 a.m. And stop by Williams, the art center right on the corner, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yep. That's right where it is.
Perfect. Get your ticket and grab some food. There'll be a food truck vendor and a bunch of different food options at the game. Make sure you get there early. Let's not let Lehigh fans pack our stadium here at Fisher.
Definitely cannot let Lehigh beat us in any way. You know, the biggest thing for us is that we win in everything we do. So cannot be out here with no scrubs, guys. So that's what we're actually going to play next.
Mm-hmm.
No Scrubs by TLC.
I'm getting right into
the album Fan Mail.
You're listening to Your Mother's Hip Hop. That was No Scrubs by TLC, a great group of women there. We listened to that one in our psychology class a few weeks ago, and we were listening to one of my old shows with Professor Bell in there. I want to take a moment, too. I had that phone call with DJ Special Guest earlier, the way I remember birthdays traditionally, I don't know about you, Big Ron, but normally, I just have in my calendar, and that's kind of like, you kind of gradually accumulate the number of people that are in your calendar for birthdays, and then that's my most reliable way of doing it. I'm not on Facebook every day. I know they have that reminder too.
Yeah,
I
want to give.
Yeah, exactly.
Facebook saves me. For sure.
Facebook is helpful for that, but I want to give a huge happy birthday to Aunt Rory, who is tuning in this evening, which is great to hear. Very much looking forward to seeing you in a week or two, and we'll have to do some sort of birthday celebration over the long weekend there, and very much looking forward to that. What are we gonna listen to next? What do you think? What should we go with?
I mean, Lafayette is still Lafayette. We're out here with No Scrubs, and I think it's time to bring out some big dogs.
Oh, some big dogs. We got two big dogs here.
Sure, we're out here with Dr. Dre featuring Snoop Dogg, Still Dre, from 2001 album.
This is a good one.
This is a great one.
When you heard this first? I don't think I remember when I heard this first.
Yeah, I don't remember when I first heard it. All I know is it changed my life ever since then.
Oh, yeah. This is a great song. I think you guys are going to know this one. You're listening to Dr. Dre on Your Mother's Hip Hop. Stay tuned.
Keep it home a lot, cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. Pow, nigga, my last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed, they wanna know how I feel about
it. You ain't up on things.
Dr. Dre is the name, I'm ahead of my game. Still puffin' my leaf, still fuck with the beats. Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease. Still got love for the streets, reppin' 213. Still the beats bang, still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change.
Still, I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E. Since the last time you heard from me, I lost some friends. Well, hell, me and Snoop, we dipping again. Kept my ear to the streets. Signed Eminem. He's triple platinum, doing 50 a week. Still, I stay close to the heat. And even when I was close to defeat, I rose to my feet. My life's like a soundtrack, I wrote to the beat. Street rap like Cali weed, I smoke till I'm sleep. Wake up in the AM, compose a beat. I bring the fire till you're soaking in your seat. It's not a fluke, it's been tried, I'm the truth. Since turn out the lights from the world-class wrecking crew. I'm still at it, after mathematics. In the home of drive-bys and acmatics. Swap meets, sticky green and bad traffic. I dip through, then I give you the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E. It ain't nothing but mohawk shit. Another classic CD for y'all to vibe with. Whether you're cooling on the corner with your fly bitch,
yes.
Lay back in the shack, play this track. I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
I'll break your neck, damn near put your face in your lap. Niggas try to be the king, but the ace is back.
So if you ain't up on things,
Dr. Dre be the name. Still running the game, still got it wrapped like a mummy.
still ain't tripping. Love to see young blacks get money, spend time out the hood, take their moms out the hood, hit my boys off with jobs. No more living hard, barbecues every day, driving fancy cars. Still gon' get my regard.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners and them bolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat, and I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners and them bolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat, and I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners and them bolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat, and I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
Right back up in your motherfucking ass. 9-5 plus 4 pennies. Add that shit up. D.R.E. Right back up on top of things. Smoke some with your dog. No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks. Some of that real sticky, icky, icky. Ooh-wee. Put it in the air, air. Boy, you's a fool, D.R.
You just listened to Snoop D-O-double-G and Dr. Dre. That was still Dre. We. You like the way I said that, huh?
Yeah, still Dre. Still Dre.
Still Dre, exactly. We're going to work in a request here from the Southern Falcon. I've never heard this one before, so we're going to go out on a bit of a limb here. I'm not even going to give it a listen. We're just going to go right for it. But huge shout out to him for listening in. Hope your ankle is feeling better and stay positive on the recovery mindset. Teron, how big is positivity on the recovery mindset?
Positivity is a huge piece of the recovery mindset. You know, no matter what, as long as you're positive, you'll get through it. So
that's it.
You get healthy soon.
Got to keep that good mindset. That's sure. Exactly it. We're going to bring some groovy tunes for you after this, nearing the getting towards the end of our program here, about 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be wrapping up here around 7. Quick reminder, if you'd like to give us a call here in the studio, 610-330-5316. You're listening to Your Mother's Hip Hop. This is No Name with Self.
Maybe this is an album you listen to in your car when you're driving home late at night, really questioning every god, religion, Kanye bitches. Maybe this is an entrance before you get to the river, a heaven before the heathen, no reason for you to like me. Maybe this your wife, he just wanting a clean divorce. The baby ain't really yours. It's really for baby's teeth and the chicken wings under season. Y'all really thought a bitch couldn't rap, huh? Maybe this your answer for that. A crack era, the Reagan administration that niggas are still scared of. Actually, this is for me. This one for TT at the wake, serving the mac and the cheese. This one a small apology for all the calls that I screamed. Mr. Money Man, Mr. Everyday, he got me. Mr. Wiping Me Down, Mr. Me Love, Mr. Miyagi. Miscellaneous, Mr. Molly inside my sake. Incredible, incredible emptiness in my body. Heaven's only 4 feet tall, I set my ringer to it. Fuck your rapper, homie, now his ass is making better music. My pussy teaching ninth grade English. My pussy wrote a thesis on colonialism. In conversation with a marginal system in love with Jesus. And y'all still thought a bitch couldn't rap, huh? Maybe that's your answer for that. Good pussy, I know niggas only talk about money and good pussy.
And we're back here, and you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Lovely. Lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Easton, Pennsylvania here. It's a pretty pretty Sunday evening, and goodness, where did that song go? We just had it, man. I thought we had it. Sorry, what was it called one more time? We need to put that one back up.
Where I Wanna Be by Donnell Jones.
Hmm. that spoils it a little bit, but oh my goodness, that last song was excellent. Great request in from the Southern Falcon, huh?
Absolutely love it.
As soon as that came on, Tron was like, this is a great song. What a good request. And it is an excellent request indeed. Thanks to everybody for tuning in this evening. Just as a reminder, we're going to be on the air every Sunday evening. I know I haven't been as good as I normally am this term about doing the show every week. But like I said last week, planning on staying solid here and doing it every week. Tehran is already DJ Big Ron. Goodness, I can't use your real name. We're gonna get mobs of crazy fans in here or something.
Yeah. Everyone's gonna be showing up to my door.
Exactly. DJ Big Ron is gonna be back here at some point, hopefully next weekend, and we're gonna keep things rolling here. You wanna tell me a little bit about this song? You know the song at all?
Yes. Where I Wanna Be is a nice little love/mystery song, because you know sometimes people struggle in their love life where they want to be. Do you want to be single? Do you want to be married? You know, some people struggle with that heavily, but I know one thing. I know where I want to be this weekend. Lafayette Lehigh. Let's get it.
We're gonna keep hammering that in. That's
keep hammering it. Hey, you need to fill the hill. I need all
that's
the fans
it.
We gotta beat Lehigh.
You heard him. That's where we want to be. You're listening to Donnell Jones. This is your mother's hip hop.
If she give me some time, I can be the man she needs. But there's a lot of lust inside of me, and we've been together since our teenage years. I really don't mean to hurt her, but I need some time to be alone. But when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad. She's crying a part to me. How could you let this be? I just need time to see. Decision that's so hard. Do I leave? Do I stay? Do I go? Well, think about my life and what matters to me the most. Girl, the love that we share is real, but in time your heart will heal. I'm not saying I'm gone, but I have to find. She's crying.
You're listening to Your Mother's Hip Hop on WGRH 104.9 FM, and you are right where you want to be for your Sunday evening here. We're going to be spinning all your favorite old school tracks from 6 to 7 p.m. every Sunday. You can tune in online at WGRH.org or over one of those archaic FM transmitters that they still have installed in some cars before all the cars are driving themselves.
Yeah.
We don't get to choose.
Shout out to Tesla.
Yeah, exactly. It's about to be a lot different.
Yeah.
It's been a great show this evening. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. We got two more good songs for you. This one, I actually have a memory with this song. So we're going to give you guys a little more TLC. You ever seen the movie The Other Guys?
Yes. Yes, I have.
This is plays at the end of it. And they make TLC references throughout that movie. Throughout I don't know movie. If you remember The Creep, which I played on this before, No Scrubs. That's
Have you seen Where the Millers?
Yes.
The RV scene?
Oh my goodness.
Right, the whole,
Jennifer Aniston, right? Yep, yeah, yeah.
Hilarious movie, and it's definitely a big piece of that movie. So,
Yes.
I remember that's a nice little movie memory for me for this song.
Exactly. Sure. This is a good one. We're getting a little TLC here for Your Mother's Hip Hop on your Sunday evening. I'm DJ Drew.
And this is DJ Big Ron.
Gazing out of the window, staring at a sun. truly cries. My only lead and hope is for the folk who can't cope with such an enduring pain that it keeps them in the boring rain. Who's to blame for tuning in into your own vein? What a shame you're shooting aim for someone else's brain. You claim the insane and aim to stay in time for falling prey to crime. I say the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations and hopes are coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me. Yeah.
That was TLC from the album Crazy Sexy Cool with Waterfalls. That's a great song right there. That was a recommendation from DJ Big Ron here in the studio joining us this evening. How's it been? First time on air. Fun?
It was great experience, you know. Got some great throwbacks in, you know, a little trip down memory lane.
And, always.
And I'm doing something unique. So, you know, I always like to venture off into different fields. So. This was definitely a new one for me, and I'm excited to continue the experience. Appreciate you having me here tonight.
Absolutely. My pleasure. It was great having you in here. Thanks so much for joining us. And we are almost out of time here. We got just a couple minutes left, and we're going to finish with some more Everlast. This is Ends.
Satin, she had not struck every way. Memphis was on their job. They was tougher than leather like Reverend Ron. DMC, they was toting guns, holding weight, going out state, stacking mad chips and pushing fat whips. Fly jewels and clothes and got no job. And then one disappeared and one got robbed for the ends. Some people were robbed their mother for the ends. Rats snitch on one another for the ends. And sometimes kids get murdered. Get murdered for the end.